So, the title of this one is called Healing Takes Time. So, I'm a very transparent person, and I don't mind sharing anything that I've experienced or been through. I know this will help someone one day. This is about my life from 2013 to 2017 and all that I've experienced or went through. I would not bash anyone or mention names. I just want to share something that took a minute to heal from and still healing. I thought I was doing something big by joining a church and changing my life around. I thought I was on the right path, trying to do the right thing and get married to someone who was involved in a church. But I was not ready for the things I had to endure during these times. And due to what I experienced, it makes it so hard to get close to anyone or join another church. I won't put blame on anyone because it was all my fault. I wanted to fit in with everyone. I wanted a seat at the table and eat with the big people and laugh too. I saw the love and support that was being shown to the people who sat at the table. I tried to switch who I was because I really thought that was the right thing to do. You know, change the way I talk, the way I dress, and everything. Poor excuse, but I wanted to be accepted. When I got hit with my first dilemma, it was a month after I got married, and I found out about the infidelity. And I only learned about that through the mouth of someone else at the church. I was hurt and I was broken. Why? Well, in my crazy mind, I didn't think that it could happen to me, especially since I had given my life over to Christ and I was trying to live right. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've dealt with being cheated on before, but man, I was married now, so I really believed it would be different. I truly believed in the vows I took at the altar. Silly me, right? Well, that broke me. I tried to move on because, of course, I was married to someone who was going heavy in his walk with Christ, or so I thought. My self-esteem started to slowly get low, but I pressed on after a few depression moments. The crazy thing is, I couldn't move on because I had to go to church every Sunday to see the faces of those who knew and the face of the girl who participated in this act of infidelity with my husband. Things began to escalate as the year 2013 went on. His mother was best friends with this girl, and she really wanted them to be together, but I wasn't hearing that at the time. Funny, because before we got married, him and this girl were told a prophecy that there was marriage on them, so they figured they were supposed to be married to each other. Guess I messed that up, huh? The following year, 2014, it happened again with the same chick, only this time he left our home to go stay with her. All their friends knew about this, including his mother. And I was a fool because I acted like one the entire time until I started not to care anymore. When I showed I didn't care, he decided he wanted to come back home, or maybe it was because he was told to do so by his leader. I never knew. I will never know. Don't get it twisted. I was in love with him, or at least I thought I was. His addiction to porn was not an issue, but when he started using our money to view live videos, I flipped my lid. But that's another story. I'll talk about that another time. Okay, so after 2014, he began driving for Uber and would come home all hours at night. And yes, in my mind, I didn't trust him. And I was right, because he had several acts of infidelity with random women he met while driving. But still, I stayed. 2015 was just another year of infidelity and inboxes to random chicks that he flirted with. I was devastated and couldn't think of anything else but why me, or what's wrong with me, or what did I do? I questioned myself and God for many months. After a while, still going to this church, we both attend and trying to find counsel from any strong woman that would help me get through it. Well, 2016 is when the straw broke the camel's back and I couldn't take it anymore. It didn't help that his best friend was best friends with the ex-girlfriend who he was constantly messing with. And again, everybody is family except me, so I was outcast and outnumbered. After the last act of infidelity, I told him to leave my life because he wasn't trying to fight for our marriage. And honestly, I got tired of fighting. His excuse was that they had a bond that couldn't be broken. And to make matters worse, he ended up getting her pregnant. So in my mind, why be with me if that's who you want to be with? I was so focused on trying to make things work, I completely lost myself. I stopped focusing on the things I love because I was so busy trying to build a man who wasn't ready to be a married man. It was my fault because I rushed into getting married, not knowing the demons that were stirring at the bottom of the pit. During this whole marriage, not once did he ever take up for me when others were beating me down. Even his mom was in on it. I will blame myself because I grew up on hardcore loyalty. Being the outcast, I realized no one in this group of people were ever loyal to me or my kids. So it made me angry. I mean, I was furious at everyone. See, I'm the type that will root for everyone. I genuinely love these people. And they never felt the same about me. I mean, after all, we were supposed to be family. Well, that's where I was wrong. So when he left, things started going downhill from there. I lost my cars, my job, and then I lost my house. Right before I lost my house, I started working for a company that belonged to a member of the church. I thought it was a great opportunity for me to better my skills and do what I love to do. That didn't last too long. I was being talked to like I was some little kid, was told to get another job, which was impossible, with two kids and no family to babysit and no car. I was only making enough to handle one bill at a time, which is how I lost my house and ended up in a hotel. I lost my home 5 days before Christmas, and it was the worst time ever. The people who I considered family and friends were nowhere to be found. I couldn't get any moral support from anyone while I was going through my depression, which led me to the bridge with several attempts to committing suicide. And that was all in 2016. So eventually I had to quit that company because it wasn't adding value to my life and I couldn't take being talked to like I wasn't worthy. Funny because when I started flipping out about how the disrespect was ridiculous, that's when the cards came out. These group of people were told not to talk to me or socialize with me on social media, but we family, right? Wrong. Nonetheless, I ended up finding a job that paid better, and I was respected as a person. As of 2018, I've been working for myself. So, 2017, I got my divorce, which made me happy because I didn't want any ties to him or his baby mama or even his mother who dogged me and my kids out. The best thing that happened out of this whole situation was my kids saving my life. If it wasn't for seeing their eyes and their smiles, plus hearing them say they loved me, I would not be here today. On top of that, while working for the company, I wasn't looking for a man or a relationship at that time and didn't know I was being watched, but life has a funny way of letting you know you are still worthy of love even if you don't believe you are. So I signed my divorce papers and worked on getting back to loving me for me. Worked on getting my life back and being the mother I'm supposed to be. Well, the universe sent this beautiful black hardworking man my way, and I could go into details, but all you need to know is this beautiful man helped me believe in love again. He makes me feel worthy. He brags about me. He builds me up and encourages me to be the best mother and woman that I can be. So everything I went through was totally worth it, and we are celebrating our 4-year anniversary in February. I'm no longer upset or angry at the betrayal or disloyalty.
I experienced from people I would have never done this to. I've learned that situations come to build you or kill you, and life is really what you make it. Because of these trials, I've been able to start my own businesses and brands, doing the things I love to do. I have a home that is filled with love and a car that is all mine. I've met some amazing people who have adopted my kids and I as families that are now my in-laws. If you get anything from this, just heal. Heal and move on. Bitterness and anger will block positive things. You just have to learn to forgive and move on and better yourself and do what you can to love you for you. That is my message for today. I hope you enjoy it and have a great day. The title of this one is called, Why Me? A long time ago, I used to ask myself, why me? Why did I have to be the one who grew up without parents or family? Why did I have to be the one who went through mental abuse and molestation? Why did I have to be the one who went through being homeless or have babies on my own? Why did I have to be the one who got married, trying to do the right thing, only to end up getting a divorce because of infidelity? Why did I have to be the one who ended up in domestic violent relations and almost lost my life? I really used to question God a lot. I didn't think He loved me, but I couldn't understand how I was still alive after trying to take my own life several times. Like, God, why do you still have me here? Yes, that was me, and sometimes I do still question it, but not as much. Honestly, I am really grateful for my trials and tribulation because it made me a stronger woman. I wear my heart on my sleeve a lot, but I know my heart is in the right place and my intentions are pure. I understand now that I am still here for a purpose. I said all that to say, don't forget about your purpose. And sometimes you won't understand your purpose or even know what your purpose is at the moment. But keep living and loving. Eventually, you will begin to get signs. Just protect your heart and protect your energy. Seek peace and keep your sanity.